program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. There we go, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It's good to have Vince back this week with us.
It's good to be here.
The number here is 312-332-3776. We have a nice prize to give away this week, a 2016 Bowman Inception baseball box. You can call with a question about the value of an item if you think it might be a good auction item for Huggins and Scott Auctions. You can check with us, see what we think. We'll let you know what the value might be or if it's even worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. There's lots of previews up at HugginsandScott.com for the bidding begins August 1st on the August auction. Bill, I just noticed you got in a ton of items. I think it's 34 lots from Sonny Jurgensen's personal collection. Did he stop in at Huggins and Scott with that stuff, Bill?
Actually, we went over to his house, Ricky and I did, and, you know, met with him and his wife, Margot, and he was very happy to let us have virtually anything we wanted to take except some of his rings and trophies for right now.
Wow, that must have been fun. He always seemed like a cool guy, actually.
He's always got a cigar in his mouth, but he never smoked.
Really?
Just all day long. And when his wife and I were sitting down filling out the paperwork and everything, Ricky goes over and sits down and is talking to Sonny about this. Next thing I know, Ricky's walking away with one of Sonny's special cigars that are made.
That away, Ricky. That's pretty cool. Now, there's 34 different lots, so there's lots of cool stuff. If you just search Sonny Jurgensen, you'll be able to see things. But a couple things that I thought were a little different. I've never seen... You have a pair of his game-used shoulder pads from maybe around the early 1960s. I've never seen game-used shoulder pads going in auction before, $400.
No, I don't remember ever having those
either.
And Sonny actually signed each lot that of the 34 lots, each lot comes with a letter from Sonny verifying that this, yes, was from my personal collection.
Oh, that's cool. Now, here's another thing. Spiro Agnew signed display with a cartoon illustration of his tennis match with Sonny Jurgensen. You're not going to see that every day either. That's got a $200 minimum bid. Spiro Agnew. So neat stuff. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can check things out. People can tweet me items at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. You can tweet items during the week if we use them on the show. You get in the drawing. People bring stuff in to T-Crown. A lot of people in yesterday. Earlier this week, DeWeave sent me a picture of a 1969 Cubs reunion. I think it's a 16 by 20 signed photo that Schwartz Sports put together. I think that's a good authenticator, Schwartz Sports. They do a lot of signings with team items like that. And I think the Cub reunion thing might be making a bit of a comeback as far as value-wise now. A lot of the guys on that, I think he had 18 on his photo. Yeah, a lot of them have passed away at this time. Jim Hickman, the most recent. Ernie Banks is on there, and Santo and Williams. And I know they're asking a lot. I don't know. I think if I had it with a nice frame, I'd maybe $500-$600. I think they might be asking more on those still. I don't think they're up more than that yet, but probably in an auction, Bill, I would think maybe $400, it would probably go for maybe as high as 1,000, but I don't see it getting that high at this point. Do you?
No, I think you're probably right. It would probably be something to put an opening bid of $250 on and just see where it goes. And you're right, 400, 500, if a couple of guys really like it, it could get $700, $800 or more.
Yeah, I could see that. Mark from Michigan stopped by T-Crown yesterday, and there was a good crowd at T-Crown. He's a regular listener to the show. He's the guy, I don't know if you remember, Bill, I was talking about, he has a Harper Lee signed letter that he got quite a while ago, and she was the author of To Kill a Mockingbird, and kind of a, I guess she doesn't sign a ton. Well, she didn't sign a ton. She passed away, I think, in February of this year. And he said he thinks he's going to send that and actually put it in the October Huggins and Scott auction. Now, Bill, if somebody has some really nice vintage cards that they want to get graded in advance of the October auction, is it too early to send that stuff to you now before the August even goes? Should they wait till after August to send it in? Well, how do you like to get the timing on that?
Well, if they're ready to send it in, no, it's not too early by any.
Okay.
I mean, we've pretty much finalized most of the stuff that's going into the August auction, other than for the next week or 10 days, we'll be taking web gem stuff and like that. But if it's stuff that needs to get processed and sent out and reviewed for grading or authentication for autographs, no, we go see JSA twice a month, and we're sending stuff into either SGC or Beckett or PSA at least once a week. So, no, it's not too early at all. It'll give us more time to review it and more time to promote it once the August auction is.
All right, very good. We've got Derek from Chicago on the line. What's new, Derek? What do you have?
Hey there, man. I have a 20, and I just tweeted you a picture of it. I don't know if you have access to your Twitter feed right now.
Just looking at it right. Is it a Packers helmet you're talking about?
Yeah, that's correct. That is a full-size helmet that was gifted via Greg Jennings from that team. And I had it authenticated through PSA DNA. Don't know what kind of value is associated because I've never seen I've been searching for the last several years just online and different auction sites that that possibly could have something similar, but nobody has one with 54 signatures.
That's very cool. Were you friends with, or are you friends with Greg Jennings?
Right. Yes, I'm actually friends with Greg Jennings.
Yeah, very cool, Bill. This is a 2010 Green Bay Packers Super Bowl team signed helmet with and Derek saying 54 signatures on it. This is cool. I don't know if you can see this, Vince. This is a cool helmet. Would you even give an estimate on that, Bill? I know it's something that you would be happy to take in a Huggins and Scott auction, but a full-size Now, this isn't a Jennings, like a used helmet, is it?
No. It was, this was a, just like he purchased a helmet as a gift for me. And he what's so great about it is he gave it to me in October of that season, and they end up winning the Super Bowl. In that February.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, did you go to college with them, or how'd you meet him?
No, well, I met him through one of my buddies who I actually went to school with down in Florida, Edgar Bennett. So Edgar is, one of the coaches over at Green Bay. He's one of the offensive coordinators. But I met him and, along with other players, just over time. And I've been having, I think I've had a relationship with Edgar for over about 30 years now.
He was a good running back, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a bear killer, as they say.
Yeah. That must be why I think he's good, because, yeah, that probably is sticking somewhere. I've been trying to wipe that out of my mind, though, Derek. So, so Bill Huggins, that would be an item you think you'd want to auction?
Oh, 100%, Derek. Yeah, I mean, if it's something that you're willing to part with, give me a call one day. We can work out the details on that for
okay.
sure.
All right. How do I get in contact with you?
If you got a pen, you can write down my number.
Yes,
call
sir.
Call Tom at 301-608-0355.
0355, okay.
Yeah, very cool, Derek. I'm just retweeting it right now at the request of Vince from ERC Delivery. Just sends a message.
I'm getting a little better at Twitter here.
You are. Look at that. We're communicating with silent communication.
I was
going to
make a
there.
Phil Mickelson, Henrik Stenson comment on Twitter, but I'll wait.
Hey, thank you guys much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Great item. Yeah. And that you could always get that into the Huggins and Scott October auction. Got plenty of time.
Okay.
And if you're in the Chicago area, you want to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with it, you know, I'd be happy to see it, and I could send it in for you.
Oh, yeah, I can, I'm in the Chicago area, so definitely, yeah, I would love to bring it by there so you can see it firsthand.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, Vince, you know, Phil is going to beat Henrik Stenson. We've got a problem here today, Bill. In our fantasy golf, I have Phil, Vince, and 34 Stenson, other yes. Sorry, people have Henrik Stenson. Yes.
I think this is the first time in a while we've had the final two guys in the final group, so we'll be going head to
head. Usually we're rooting for each other. Not this week, though. There's already been trash talking going on.
And
this
it will
morning.
Continue on the break. You know?
Both of us really need this win, actually. And we each need to win or finish ahead of the other guy because there's
a lot of guys
groups.
Who took the other guy, too. So.
Right.
You know, sorry all you Phil backers.
So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on 8 to 9 a.m. every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a nice prize this week, a 2016 Bowman Inception baseball box. This has five autographs per box. I think it's all prospects or virtually all prospects that sign in it. And then don't forget now, next Saturday, July 23rd, is the Under Armour All-American Baseball game at Wrigley Field. And I'm giving away free tickets to that game at Triple Crown in Naperville. So just if you need tickets, they gave me like 400 of them. I still have quite a few of them there. I did give away a lot yesterday, but I still have quite a few there. And you can come into Triple Crown and pick them up during the week. It's kind of neat being able to go to Wrigley Field. You have your run of the park. The game starts at 3:05. I think there's a home run derby before that, and you can get in. I believe the gates open at 1 o'clock Saturday, July 23rd.
You get to see the nation's upcoming talent, future major leaguers.
A lot of those guys end up being high draft picks.
Absolutely.
There's usually two or three first-round picks the next year that are in that game. So it's a fun game. The guys that are regulars that go to that game always seem to be real happy that they went. They have a good time there. Kind of cool. And now Wrigley's been remodeled. If you're a White Sox fan or whatever and you want to just see Wrigley, good chance to go there. White Sox are not off to a good start after the break. It's been like 30-some innings since they scored. It's like, come on, boys, get it together. Although the good part, speaking of fantasy, the two Angels pitchers that shut them down.
Santiago and Shoemaker.
Happened to be on my fantasy team, You know, I guess you got to get a positive out of a negative.
Kind of offsets the Keuchel bad start several months
ago. A
lot
of my guys are doing better now. Actually, my pitching's picking it up. The hitting now is struggling a little bit. But okay, let's see some other items here that are coming out in the Huggins and Scott auction. This is neat, Bill. I don't even know what this is going to go for. A 1960 Topps Series 2 baseball unopened cello box, 36 count from a variety shop, and it's got a Mantle Boyer card showing and a Yaz rookie showing at the top of the pack. Jeez. There's a $5,000 minimum bid on that. I mean, have you even seen any of those or even want to try to give an estimate of what that might go for?
Well, the only research we found is in, I think it was 07 or 08, a box like this sold, I don't know if it has the same cards on the cover, for about $16,000.
Wow.
Whoa, boy.
Now, everybody has said that the unopened stuff has gone ballistic since then, so who knows?
A lot of stuff has gone ballistic recently. Like, I've heard different theories on why it's happening. One guy was tying it to the gold market and all different types of things where big money guys are starting to look at the really high-end and tough-to-get sports collectibles as part of their investment portfolio. So, I mean, things have really, from the 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle, which there's a couple of guys. Oh, Bill, you're going to like this one. There was a guy who lives in Naperville, was in, and his wife walked in, and we were talking about, he has a 52 Topps Mantle that he's thinking of bringing in to show me. And we were talking about, his wife was at a store down the street, and I was talking about the value when she walked in, and he's like, oh boy, now she knows that. So bad for him that he probably is going to have to sell it, but good for us if he actually, puts it in an upcoming Huggins and Scott auction. When you, that other gentleman that had the one that he thought, he had two of them, he thought he had a six and a seven. Sevens are selling for over 200,000 now. Wow. I mean, if I had, that's hard to not sell one of those babies when they go for that much.
Did this other, was this graded, the one?
It wasn't, and he was going to bring it in and show it to me. He didn't really remember what it was. It sounds like he's got a huge collection. He had something like a dozen Wrigley Field seats from different times. And by the way, he was interested in the Harry's that on consignment, those Chicago Stadium seats that I have behind the counter. He's like, ooh, those are nice. It's like, and his wife's going, you're buying more stuff? I thought we're going to sell some stuff. You know, one of those type things. So, all right, we're already up for a time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, a nice 2016 Bowman Inception baseball box we're giving away. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 8 to 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. We have a box of 2016 Bowman Inception baseball to give away, 5 autographs per box, and the winner will, the box will be delivered directly to your door by Vince at ERC Delivery. I don't know about by Vince, but his company, ERC Delivery, one of your guys will do it.
Yep.
And then you can tweet pictures. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. A Ferris just tweeted a couple really neat items here, Bill. I don't know if he's thinking of auctioning these, but here's a 1939 Chicago Cubs team signed ball with Dizzy Dean, Gabby Hartnett, Billy Herman, Stan Hackenmore. It looks like, I mean, there's a little bit of yellowing on the ball, obviously, but it looks like the signatures are pretty bold on it with the Frick era ball. I mean, this is pretty cool. Is that something that you're interested in, Bill?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we would definitely be interested in that. Did it look like it was a full team ball? Or
it looks like it. It looks like there's a lot of signatures on it. He didn't say how many total, but also he's got a 1945 Boston Braves team signed ball, many names on it, but I guess not a lot of them are really good names. But there's a big Joe Medwick, a sweet spot signature, really bold, big Joe Medwick on that one. Cubs ball would probably be better than that one, don't you think, Bill? But the Boston Braves wouldn't be bad either.
I think both of them would work just fine if he's interested in doing that, for sure. Let him have him bring him into you or something.
Yeah, that'd be something to could stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with those and get him into the October Huggins and Scott auction. Superman Todd is on the line. What's new, Superman? What do you have this week?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I actually just tweeted a picture of it to you. It's a Tennessee Titans full-size team helmet last season.
Okay, I see the 30-plus autos on it.
Mariota's not on there yet. But
You got to get them.
But I've got, they're coming the weekend after Thanksgiving. I've got 4 tickets on the 20-yard line, first row, so I will get Mariota on that helmet.
One way or another, huh? Yeah, that's a must for that helmet. I mean, he's like, that was his rookie year last year, too. I mean, that's a guy you really need to get. I would think a full-size Titans helmet, we'd have to see some of the other names on there. What do you think of value on that, Bill, if he gets Mariota? We're not even talking about it without Mariota.
Right. That's got to be $500 to $1,000.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that it very possibly could get to the $1,000 mark. But get that Mariota signature on there. I'm sure Superman Todd has a way of getting around where he's going to. If he's at a game, he's going to get what he wants.
He might
there.
Be the MacGyver of the sports collecting world, I think. You know, just finding a way.
I think so. Okay, so you were talking about you saw on Netflix, I had posted on Twitter that if people after the All-Star game, if they were having a like withdrawal from no baseball games for a couple days, I didn't see Knuckleball, but I saw Fastball on Netflix. And one of the interesting parts of that one was Steve Dalkowski, yes, who actually had a 1963 Topps. He was on one of those four-headed, rookie cards, like Pete Rose type look to it. But he never actually pitched a game in the majors. It sounded like he had some of the best stuff in the history of the game, but he couldn't. It moved so much he couldn't control it. And it's too bad because it sounded like he was just getting things under control, and then he heard something pop, I think, in his
like
elbow.
Like on a bunt or something off the mound. Yeah. He heard something pop, and then he never got it together.
But there was neat video on that thing, the one where they had the motorcycle going by Bob Feller, trying to judge like how fast Walter Johnson threw and how fast the new guy's throwing. They ended up going back with the way they judge. It's 10 feet, I think, after a guy lets go of the pitch, and where they take the speed now on the radar guns at that spot. And by doing it that way, what did they say? That Feller was like 108 or something. Nolan Ryan was 107. Yeah. It's like, whoa, those guys really were throwing some speed. Yeah. Even Bob Feller back in the 30s and 40s.
Yep. You remember who gave Walter Johnson his nickname Big Train? You remember they said it in that documentary?
I don't remember hearing that. No, who
Ty
was it?
Cobb.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember him saying how fast he was.
Whistle,
yeah,
like whistle.
I didn't realize he gave him the nickname though. That's pretty cool. Yep. Very neat. Yeah. So, Bill, obviously we don't have a lot going on during the week. We're watching knuckleball, and fastball, all this stuff, waiting for the games to come back. What are you going to do? But Huggins and Scott's got a lot going on. If you look at the items that are for sale and already up there for the August auction, you guys are going to have quite the display at the National, Bill. I don't know how you're going to even pick out what you're going to have there. Do you know already some of the stuff that you're going to have at Atlantic City, some of the auction display items?
Yeah, we're working on it. I think it's sort of a nice problem to have. There may have to be cuts this year.
Man, some of the big things like those multiple lots of the Gaudi signed cards and the all kinds of great stuff. I saw you have a 1956 top Sandy Koufax card, number 79, graded PSA 9, a white back variation. $1,200 minimum bid on. There can't be many that are that great or higher than that, I wouldn't think, of that Koufax card.
No, I think it's, I want to say it's one of four or five with only one better or something.
Very nice. Yeah, that's going to go for some bucks. One of my clients sent in addition to a few other things, this is a really nice Roy Campanella framed cut signature display. It's only a $200 minimum bid, but this was his signature before he had that really bad car accident where he was paralyzed after that. And he was able to do a signature after that, but it wasn't very good, right, Bill? I'm not sure how he did it, but before the accident, his signature was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. From what I can gather, he had such a request for his autograph that they rigged up some sort of a mechanical device or something where he would put his arm in it or his hand or something or wrist in it.
I think, that sounds right.
It kind of, you know, would let him somewhat sort of sign his name. You know?
Right.
But it looked radically different than that beautiful.
Very shaky. Yeah, without a doubt. And a Texas Rangers fan just walked by, pointed to his Texas Rangers hat and waved. It's like I'm waving at it. It's like, wait, take that wave back.
I see a lot of Texas Ranger hats this morning.
Well, I guess they're staying downtown. Yep. You know, they came in and they've seen them get their butts kicked twice by your
Darvish,
Cubbies, haven't they?
There you go.
Okay. So now Buzz stopped by last Saturday. Well, Buzz is there almost every Saturday, but last Saturday he showed me he had a really nice PSA 5 1912 T202 Hassan triple folder with Mordecai Three Fingers Brown plus some G. Graham guy, which I didn't care about. But that Three Fingers Brown, I guess he lost a couple of his fingers or at least parts of a couple of them in as a youngster. He was only 7 or 8 years old, I believe. But he had that card graded a PSA 5. That's a nice card. I'd say that's a few hundred dollars. I noticed that Huggins and Scott has a Hassan triple folder Ty Cobb with, I think maybe Huey Jennings on Cobb Steele's third. That's a PSA 5 with a $500 minimum bid on that one. Those are kind of interesting cards, Bill.
Oh, yeah. No, those are very popular. They, the concept that they did with them, that and the double folders where it's sort of two people, you fold them down and one's a different guy and another, all those were very imaginative concepts back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, think about that. They were making those over 100 years ago. That really was pretty creative when you think about it. I wonder what their printing presses were like at the time. I'd like to, wouldn't it be cool if there were pictures of them printing those cards up at the time? I've never seen anything like that. You know there's not a video.
No, we know that for sure.
But pictures would be cool. I've never
Absolutely.
Seen any.
Yep.
And then also of Mordecai Brown in the August Huggins and Scott auction, there's a 1910 Sweet Caporal T206 SGC 5 with a $150 minimum bid. So there's all kinds of stuff in the Huggins and Scott August auction.
According to Wikipedia, Three Finger Brown had an accident with some farm machinery.
Okay, right. Yeah. So. Does it say his age? Was he like 8 or 12?
Said in his youth.
Okay,
so
yeah. I think he was pretty young. So he got used to it. When you think about it, if you still have the feeling in your hand, it probably made him get some really crazy movement on the ball because it was on his pitching hand, how he's grabbing the. I think Wikipedia might have actually had a picture of his hand holding a baseball, didn't it? Where
I'll take a look
like
again.
if you scroll down a little bit on it, yeah, pretty neat. And think of what he could have, how he would have made the ball move.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, very good. The Vince Ruse scrolling down right now. AJ says just sent me a tweet. Should I get this authenticated? It looks like it's a Jackie Chan. The Karate Kid, is this a video thing? Or I don't know what it is, but it's a Jackie Chan signed item. Are his autographs valuable, Bill, Jackie Chan?
Right, not really sure. I guess he's still alive, right?
I'm pretty sure he is, yeah. I don't think his stuff's a fortune, but I guess if you're thinking of selling it, AJ, you'd want to get it authenticated. If you got it signed in person and you're keeping it, there's no real reason to put the money into authentication. But, if you're going to sell it, get it authenticated. All right, some other items in the August Huggins and Scott auction. Literally, in 2 weeks, we're actually going to have a two-hour show when Huggins and Scott is set up at the National with all this stuff. We're going to be on from 7 to 9 instead of 8 to 9, and we'll be talking about a lot of the stuff. And now, bidding won't have started yet. It'll start the day after that, correct, Bill? The bidding starts August 1st?
Yeah, and I think I got your emails this week. We're doing that on the 31st. Right?
Yes, that's official. We got the official word from the station. The two-hour show, 7 to 9. And then we're on 8 to 9 until September 4th, and then the week after that we'll go back to 7 o'clock and be on 7 to 8 when the fantasy football show starts up at 8 o'clock. So we'll be getting up. That'll be weird getting up early again. I don't know that I'm going to get up that much earlier. I've been getting up kind of early and doing stuff before I go now. I'm just getting so used to getting up early. I don't think it's going to be that big a deal.
No, it's more a mental thing where, I can sleep an extra hour, but do you really sleep the extra hour?
No,
you know,
typically,
not really.
Probably not. No. I think get up early. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on 8 to 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a about a $100 box to give away, a 2016 Bowman Inception baseball box. Do a drawing at the end of the show between one caller or some of the people who have tweeted items to my attention that we use on the show get in the drawing. And the number is 312-332-3776, or you can tweet an item to my attention. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. I think this was a week or so ago. Brian from LaGrange came in with these. He had Ron Santo and Ryne Sandberg signed flags that hung at Wrigley Field. I tweeted a picture of them at the time. So the way they were really good sized flags, probably, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 feet long and maybe 3 or 4 feet wide, you know, and it spelled the guy's name out, and then they were both signed. I don't know that he's thinking of selling those, Bill, but if he did want to sell those, could you give an estimate on value, or is it something you'd want to run in a Huggins and Scott auction when it's that size of an item? Not heavy, but pretty good size.
Yeah, some of those things, we've had like some of the old banners that have flown over stadiums, not so much of a player, but of just like the Chicago or Detroit or Green Bay, where they had all the teams that were in the league would have one flag kind of all around the top of the stadium. And those are probably a little bit bigger than what this guy has of the player ones. And I don't know, they look really neat. It's just they don't get a ton of bids, I think, because people are more, I think,
what to do with them. Yeah, right. It would be neat to have, but you really want to cover an entire wall with it, you know? And then he had this, which I have to mention. I don't know that there's a lot of value. He had an oversized hologram of Dakota.
Did he really?
It's about an 8x10 size hologram where the coach is moving, you know, like this. And it's signed by the coach. And I think he said, when he had the coach sign it, that the coach's wife was there, Mike Ditka, sure, we're talking right. about. And I think at one point this thing was hanging in one of his restaurants or something. but this was about a week ago on my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID. If you want to scroll down and see if you can see it. It's already time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. Vince was scrolling down because I tweet a lot of pictures of items that come in, and scrolling down. What'd you see there, Vince?
I saw like a cartoon of Mr. Tom Morgan coming around the fourth, jumping into a swimming pool.
My future daughter-in-law, Liz. Well, my son, Jim, had one of those, okay? And we have this, like, he travels outside the country some, so we've got this thing on our smartphones where you can communicate. And he started sending these things where it's like your head on these cartoon characters and things. So Liz made one for me, and now I've got to control myself. If you ever see me tweet or something on that, that's where it came from, where it's basically a cartoon head of me on some body doing some crazy thing. The first day she did it, it was on a Sunday when I got back from the show, and I said, hitting the hay or something, she'll be like falling onto a
That's
pile
pretty
of
good.
Hay.
I could see the resemblance.
She's really good at doing it without a doubt. So thank you, Liz. I'll appreciate Very it. Cool. I do appreciate it. Yeah. All right. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a 2016 Bowman Inception baseball box to one caller or tweeter. And Jim from Lake in the Hills is on the line. What do you have there, Jim?
Hi, I have a White Sox painter's cap that I got in spring training in the early 80s with the White Sox. And it has Yogi Berra's signature, Rich Dotson, Tony La Russa, John Cangelosi, and Julio Cruz.
Now, how did Yogi Berra find his way onto that hat?
He was down there visiting, and my godmother got went up to him, and he got his signature.
Well, that's pretty cool. Bill, now how do you tie that hat together? As far as when you're doing the description, this is Yogi Berra, Tony La Russa, and a few of the Whack Pack White Sox from the 80s.
I think that should reside in Jim's family.
Yeah, right. I'm sure there's a lot of great stories there, you know, about 3 in the morning when guys are in your party room. You can talk about how you got those signatures. But I don't think there's a lot of other people that would be spending a lot of money for that one. I had a guy came in to T-Crown a few days ago with something I thought was really neat. And Josh was saying that they've tried these, it's sketches by an artist for a newspaper. And Josh had said they tried it. They had a lot of like 32 of them from the Baltimore paper a couple years ago in auctions, Bill, and they only went for a couple $100. So he wasn't that big on having them in Huggins and Scott. But this is John's grandfather was editor of Chicago's Polish Daily News on July 14th. I tweeted pictures of these sketches. And, like, there were, I think he had 25 of them. One of them is Karol Yastrzemski, and he's got he's holding up a baseball with $100,000 on it. Like, all right, he made the six figures. That was a big deal at the time. Then there's one of Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ. There's a Mayor Daley in Chicago with like a big fist pointing towards a gun, which I thought was cool. And one of the Pope. I mean, there's some really neat sketches. So if nothing else, John, I think that's something we could probably do something with those at Triple Crown in Naperville. I like them. I might even be suckered into buying the whole lot if it's a good enough price for them, I guess.
That could be a lot of fun.
I thought they were cool.
You could make like a larger collection with maybe an Yastrzemski, baseball card or signature on something, kind of put
in a
nice frame or something.
I could see.
From Agatha.
If I bought all of these, I think I'd want to keep at least one or two of them. There was one where the artist, Walter Krawiec Sr., did a sketch of himself in the cartoon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was neat. But
we can have a lot of fun with that at Triple Crown. Yeah. That would be a lot of fun.
So if John, I know John's a regular listener. If you decide to bring it into T-Crown, we'll figure something out to do with that one for sure.
Yeah, Tom, we have, I think it's on one of the rotating things, a cartoon thing that I think was done for a magazine or a newspaper, of Babe Ruth.
Ooh.
But it's signed by Babe Ruth.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit, that's a whole different stratosphere for that one. I imagine that's not a small minimum bid on that one. That's got to at least go for a couple grand, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, it'll go for $2,000 to $4,000.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Done a big old signature on
there. Oh, now that is
Art Brewster,
cool.
Right, Bill? Done by Art Brewster? I think he's the artist,
Wow.
That is cool.
So this was an original sketch for a newspaper of Babe Ruth that Babe Ruth signed.
Yeah, I think it's the same type of stuff that this other gentleman had their original sketches, but this one just happens to be of Babe Ruth and signed by Babe Ruth,
When I came out of college, I worked for a newspaper for a while, so I think there's still, newspapers are not what they used to be, but I still have a little bit of feeling for the newspaper industry. I like stuff like that, so I thought this was really cool. Very neat. Okay, some other items now in the Huggins and Scott August auction. Here's something that's a little unusual. It's not always just cards or autographs that you can send in. Here's a full ticket graded PSA 4 from the Joe Louis versus Max Schmeling, their second fight, June 22nd, 1938. Graded PSA 4. I guess this one, their first fight, was a 12-rounder that Schmeling won. I think he knocked out Joe Louis in the 12th round. This one was a first-round knockout by Joe Louis. He knocked out Schmeling. $250 minimum bid on that fight. Do you have a lot of boxing collectors, Bill, that collect stuff like that, looking for vintage cards, autographs, programs, things like that, tickets for old matches?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to say boxing probably goes back even further than baseball. I mean, there were schoolyard fights. That's probably where boxing started from,
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we get a lot of older boxing stuff. The, you know, the real heyday was, I think, the 70s when the Ali and Frazier and Norton and all those guys were out there. But I think since the MMA came out, boxing has kind of lost a bit of its luster or something.
It definitely – well, they messed it up. Heavyweight fights used to be such a big deal. And then really when Don King started getting more in charge, it seemed like everything fell apart. They went from one belt to who even knows. I couldn't even name a top heavyweight boxer. And I used to watch every one of those fights or follow it closely if they weren't on television. It was a big deal when there was a heavyweight championship fight.
You're also missing the personality of boxing from the 70s, too.
Yeah.
When you have an Ali out there, out in front.
It was huge.
And, you know,
Frazier, Foreman, yes, Ali, all yes, those guys. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. And even after that, Larry Holmes came in. I mean, he was great. Tyson came in.
Yep.
But it's like it's nothing anymore. And I think, yeah, the other stuff is definitely taken over. Let's see now. Another guy who stopped in, Boots stopped in at T-Crown yesterday.
Boots.
From, let's see, I think he was from Palatine. I had tweeted a picture. He had this really big display with a bunch of vintage-looking items in them. But there was nothing really, nothing game used, nothing signed. It looked really cool, but it was too big to put in T-Crown. So then he came back. He went out to his truck, came back. He had five 1998 Bulls playoff ticket stubs. So I bought those and put them in a T-Crown. I thought, hey, those are kind of neat.
What'd you pay for them?
I'm selling five of them for $95.
That's
a lot. I'm going to look at them closer, and I might get a couple of them graded. As a couple of them I know were pretty well creased up, but a couple of them look like if I just glancing at them, might be nice enough maybe to get graded. Bill, as far as tickets go and ticket stubs, do you have a recommendation like how nice they have to be or from what year where it'd be worth it to get graded on a thing like that?
Well, most of certainly full tickets that are in nice condition, level grade 5 or better, are well worth getting encapsulated. It's just if you get down to a stub and it's only going to grade a 1 or a 2, unless you really like it in the holder, it's probably not worth the money spent, unless it's a ticket from an early World Series game or something like that. But the stubs get far less than the full tickets, and hence you may want to reconsider getting it graded if you're looking to just sell it rather than keep it.
Yeah. You know, these Bulls tickets are kind of neat from the playoffs because – I guess it looks like something was torn off of them, but I mean, they're big. So to me, it makes a nice display. I think that's part of it too. Then you have to think, do I really want to get it graded? Cause it'd be a neat thing to get signed sometime if you knew you were going to meet one of the Bulls from that team. But, I think it was a nice enough grade. I might try to get, a lot of times I'll try to get one graded if I get a collection of things just to see how it grades. I did that with the 64 Topps coins and, when I had those 1967 pinups, a couple of them look nice. See how they grade them, just to see how it goes. Sometimes it's just kind of interesting. Then I'll have them in there. And
these look pretty cool here.
Yeah, not bad at all. Now, also in the August Huggins and Scott auction, bidding begins August 1st. There's a Lou Gehrig 1933 Gaudi card. Graded SGC 5.5, a $900 minimum bid. That's a nice grade. Do you get them higher than that very often, Bill, or is that maybe one of the highest that you've had?
Well, that's a pretty high grade for a 33 guy.
Yeah, that is.
You get into sevens or eights on that, you're into some really serious bumps.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure. Now, I'm wondering if things like that, you know, when we're talking about how some of the higher grade or some of the better vintage, the big name stuff, the stuff seems to be taken off recently. I wonder if we'll see that on the Gehrig. Have you noticed that on those type cards, the Gaudis and such, that the pricing's been picking up the last few months on that type stuff, Bill?
Oh, yeah, the Gaudis, the tobacco cards, you know, any of the real, staple sets, you know, all the top big rookies, Clemente and Aaron and Rose and Mantle and all that type of stuff. And then the Gaudis, the play balls, the T cards, things of that nature, the Cracker Jacks. all those kind of staple sets, the key cards from those are what people are searching for these days.
And then we go from that, from Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, to the Munsters. Yeah, there's a Munsters full cast signed photo, $200 minimum bid, all five cast members on there. That's got to get some bids, I would think. I imagine you don't get those every auction, Bill. But that just shows the type of thing. It's not just high-grade vintage cards. There's all kinds of stuff, you guys. It can even be non-sports, political, whatever, that go in your auctions.
Oh, yeah. No, I was at a guy's house yesterday, a collection of, they're called classic illustrated comics from the late 30s all the way up to the 60s and 70s. Ooh. This guy has the entire run.
Ooh.
And it's about 400 and some different books, and those are going to be featured in the October auction. There's some amazing stuff in there. That some of these individual books and the condition he's got them will bring several thousand dollars.
Wow, really? Now, did he already have some graded, or are you going to get some graded for him?
Nothing's graded. Unfortunately, the gentleman has passed away, so I was dealing with his family.
Okay.
But he was a longtime collector, and in one of our buyers, he's from our area, and he used to come to our live auctions back in the 80s and buy a lot of stuff.
Wow, yeah. So will you get some of those graded for him, or did they request
yes.
that? Or if so, basically, on a collection like that, if you guys think it's really going to help the final auction value climb, you'll recommend to the consigner that, hey, I think we should get these 10 or 20 or whatever comic books graded or cards graded, whatever the collection might be.
Oh, yeah. No, I sit down with a lot of the consigners and talk to them and say, hey, if I spend your $12 or $23 to turn this $120 item into a $700 item, you okay with that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I think pretty much every time they're going to say yes on that one.
Yeah, I get very little resistance from
it. Yeah. You know who started following me on Twitter, Vince? This was kind of crazy. This is a week or so ago. The lady who does the voice of Siri.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be
that's
cool?
That's a live person? That's an actual person?
There's a picture of her. There. She had a thing showing her. I think she was on the Ellen Show or something. She has like a million followers. All of a sudden, one day out of the blue, Siri is following
that's
me.
Cool.
I thought that was really neat. I thought that would be cool. If she could ever call in sometime. How cool would that be?
Oh, that would be great.
We could ask her, now, what's the value of a Tom Morgan, Vince Clementi, Bill Huggins triple sign baseball, and she'd, no value, you fools. You know? But I thought that was neat. And then just yesterday, Juggler Josh started following
Juggler Josh, really?
Yeah, he's like a big deal. He was on the Ellen Show video.
He sounds familiar.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yep. So you just never
That's
know.
Awesome.
But
awesome.
Why I'm mentioning that, I'll never know. I don't know. But go ahead and check out HugginsandScott.com. Bidding starts August 1st for the Huggins and Scott August auction. Lots of things up there already. Though we're talking about high-end stuff that who knows what the value is going to be. All those Gaudi autographed cards, Bill, that's going to be incredible to follow along with that.
It's going to be fun to watch that.
Oh,
yes.
Unbelievable. I think there were like 200 different lots, like a Babe Ruth signed card, and some guys who hardly ever even sign things were in that lot. So just go to HugginsandScott.com. Search anything you're thinking you might want to bid on, and you might find it there. Time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Derek from Chicago. So, Derek, send me your address via email, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll make the delivery to your house free of charge.
And now the winner has to contact Vince by Thursday. If you don't contact him with your email to vince@ercdelivery.com by Thursday, it'll go into the prize package for next week. So make sure you get in touch by then. And don't forget, I'm Tom Morgan at Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week. If you have something you think might be good for an auction, just want to show me a picture or something, we can tweet it. Come in any day. And have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next week.